morning and welcome
Love to Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Waking Up Ministries. It's Sunday, June 7th, 2015. Our service will begin with our Lord's Prayer as decided by Sister Naya and Brother Gary. Then a scripture as read by Sister Jay. Then finally a psalm as recited by Sister Zai. Then we will welcome our humble man of God, Minister Dr. Howard C. Taylor, Jr., to bring us our Sunday Enlightenment service. We pray that you will be blessed and enlightened by our service. And if you have any questions, prayer requests, or just need to vent, please feel free to email us at wakeupministries1@gmail.com. Again, wakeupministries1@gmail.com. Or give us a call at 337-502-9553. Again, that's 337-502-9553. Thank you, and let's begin.
Everyone, please bow your head. Our Father, who in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Thy kingdom and power, the glory, forever and ever. In God's name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
I will be reading Revelation chapter 20, verses 12 through 15. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them. And they were judged, every man according to their works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire.
Amen.
I will be reading Psalms 128, verses 1 through 4. Blessed is everyone that fears the Lord, that walketh in his ways. For thou shalt eat the labor of thine hand. Happy shalt thou be, and it shall be well with thee. Thy life shall be as a fruitful vine by the sides of thine house. Thy children like olive branches round about thy table. Behold, that thus shall the land be blessed that fears the Lord. Amen.
Stand. Raise your hand and follow along with me. Father, I stretch my hands to thee. No other help I know. If thou withdraw thyself from me, wherever shall I go? Lord of lords, King of kings, holy is thy name. We praise you, lift you up, magnify your name. In God we trust. I love you, Lord, with all my heart. Love you, Lord, with all my soul. Love you, Lord, with all my strength. Love you, Lord, with all my mind. Love my neighbor like I love myself. I come today to ask for forgiveness for all my sins, past, present, future, henceforth, now and forevermore, and I forgive. All those in debt to me, past, present, future, henceforth, now, forevermore, in Jesus' name, our risen Lord and Savior, amen. Thank you, God. We're going to go to James First James, verse 1 through 27. We're going to read that whole chapter. When y'all find it, say amen. It's in the New Testament, after Hebrews. So let's get started. James, the servant of God, and the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad, greeting. My brethren, count it all joy when ye fall into diverse temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally, and unbraid it not, and it shall be given him. But let him act in faith, nothing wavering, for he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. For let not the man think that he shall receive anything of God. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Let the brother of low degree rejoice in that he exalted, but the rich in that he is made low. Because as the flower of the grass, he shall pass away. For the sun is no sooner risen with the burning heat, but it withereth the grass, and the flower thereof falleth, and the grace of the fashion of it perish. So also shall the rich man fade away in his way. Blessed is the man that endures temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord has promised to them that love him. Let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted of God. For God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempted he any man. But every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Then when lust has conceived, it bringeth forth sin, and sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. Do not err, my beloved brethren. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and cometh down from the Father of light, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Of his own will beget us the word of truth, that we should be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. Wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath. For the wrath of a man worketh not the righteousness of God. Wherefore, lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save your soul. But he, doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own self. For if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beloves himself and goeth his way, straightway forgetteth that manner of man he was. But whosoever looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he being now the forgetful hearer, but a doer of work, that man shall be blessed in his deeds. And any man among you seem to be religious, and bridle not his tongue, but deceiveth his own heart, this man's religion is vain. Pure religion before God and the Father is this: to visit the fatherless, widows in their affliction, and keep himself unspotted from the world. I want y'all to marinate on that for a second. Let's take y'all back a little bit. Y'all don't have to go there. Just listen. Ephesians 6:12 tells us, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of darkness, of this world, against spiritual wickedness of high places. Now, what James was telling us, and all the servants of God, that God does not tempt us. when God created the world, he put certain creatures and spiritual beings and so forth and so on in control of certain things. I'm going to break that down a little bit. Just to think about it, if you work at a company, okay, God's company runs certain parts of God's universe. You could say he hired them or ordained them for that position. And unlike some employees who halfway do their job, they do it to the fullest. Just like we're supposed to do it to the fullest. We're not speak on something. We're supposed to be people that do what we say. And there's a lot of people out there that play the role of helpless people. You know, you got con artists and thieves, and those people are no better than them because they're trying to use someone else to get what they want instead of getting what they want through Christ. Because God enabled us to have any and everything that we want, but in God's time. If we plan to get something that we pray for, we have to stay consistent. Consistent with Christ, which is God's gospel, Son of God, resurrected by God, and accept it after we pray for it. And just wait and know that it's already done. Now, you can look around and see on TV, on the internet, that the devil is very, 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 very busy. But the ignorance of mankind and their lack of understanding, the devil has already been defeated. Everything we do to ourselves. We give him ability to use us against ourselves. And you see, they got a bunch of things in the news and on the internet that stick, I guess you want to call it a trend, of Bruce Jenner. And if you don't know what abomination is, that's abomination and blasphemy at its finest. And those who think it's cute or nice or sweet or don't want to hurt nobody's feelings, you're either going to be a child of God or you're not. You're going to either accept God or you're going to go play with the devil. Your choice. And the rules are simple. Play on the winning side who's already won, or you can play on the losing side and kind of, sort of, sometime, maybe, possibly, never really enjoy what you have. Because you might look around and see people doing a little better than you or a whole lot better than you, but not realizing what's going on in the back of their lives. The devil is busy. The principalities and powers are busy. They have to follow the laws of God. They have to do what God set them to do. Only thing has had problems, man, and some of the angels. Free will is great. But free will to do good is even greater. God has given us all the opportunity to change ourselves, to help change others. Not by ridiculing, not by telling them what they are and what they should do. It doesn't matter what they're doing or we're going to start right now. I understand you're the biggest whore in the community or you're a thief or a murderer. It does not matter. God can forgive you. You have to forgive yourself. And we have to forgive them and not judge them as a child of God. And God's going to send people to you as training to teach you how to go in and out among others. This way, you know who to deal with and who not to deal with, because there are devils here. There are a lot of things on this plane and planet that we do not understand. Government understands, because they've been studying them for years. Some of them are part of the government. But they want us to be ignorant. They're just like in the school, how they're just changing the educational system. This all of a sudden. Does it make any sense? No, it doesn't. But people are fine with that. They're too busy Facebooking and getting money or whatever else that they don't have to work for. People, it's time now to get on your knees, to thank God, to praise God, to ask God to forgive you and change me today. Change my ways, make me a better person. Teach me how to love, teach me how to have faith. Give me a whole 360, a whole makeover, a real makeover. A man can't give you a makeover. All he can do is ruin what God has made. If you don't accept what God has made, he won't make it better. A man can only ruin what he doesn't make. Think, for instance, Ford and Chevy. You think a Ford mechanic can make a Chevy car better? No, because he didn't create it. He doesn't understand it. You think man can make us better? No, because he didn't create us. He doesn't understand. He thinks he does. It's like science. Science makes no sense. And if you really look at science and read science, it doesn't make any sense. But the Bible told us ages ago, scientists, philosophers are going to try to confuse you and try to keep you away from God, try to keep you away from Christ. The gateway to God. I'm going to end on this note. And there's no time like the present to change. You haven't done too much or gone too far that you can't turn around and start over. Jesus said that you are forgiven for everything. God said, accept my son as your savior. The loophole that he gave us so we can avoid eternal damnation. And if that's not the epitome of love, what is? We have a lot of parents out there have kids and not showing them the love or affection that they need. It's time to step over the fence, people, and do and be who God created you to be. And sometimes God gives us kids, and it's not our kids, because some people don't know what it's like to really deal with a kid. A kid is a delicate creature. There's so many little things you can do that could ruin, destroy, or change the way that child thinks forever. So what I want y'all to do is think about what y'all say to children and think about what y'all say to each other. But children are delicate creatures. They are very important to our future. Because one day, one of them children is going to have to push you around in a wheelchair or feed you or make sure you're safe. So when you look at your kids, whether you hate the daddy or you hate the mom, it's time to forgive them and move on with that. You can't do it forever. Things change. And if you want to get that weight off your shoulder, it don't matter what type of person it is. I forgive you. I love you. Now let's move on. Be a better parent, be a better friend, be a better neighbor, be a better husband, be a better wife, be a better sibling, be a better aunt, be a better uncle, be a better child of God. Anybody here looking to get baptized or need some healing, or looking to have a closer walk with God, don't quite understand the doctrine, or what people say, the book, the Holy Bible, I personally think it would have been called the book, called the Holy Bible, for a reason. So, stop letting people make your decisions for you, because you're going to take that walk alone. We're all going to take that walk alone. And if you're in the wrong place, you're going to end up in the wrong place. So if you've done some wrong things for today, I want y'all to get on your knees and say, Father God, forgive me. I accept Jesus Christ as my Savior. Father, forgive me. I accept Jesus Christ as my Savior. Forgive me, Lord, and teach me how to forgive myself and go on out among others and be a better person, be a better child of God. And if y'all need somebody just to talk to, because we all need somebody to talk to sometimes, no matter what the conversation is about, sometimes we need somebody to help us carry that heavy load, or just help us take that heavy load off our back, because we've been carrying it for so long, we don't know how to remove it. And there's no time like the present. So, y'all can email us at wakeupministry1@gmail.com or call us at 337-502-9553. And if somebody asks you a question about God or Jesus Christ and you don't know how to handle it or answer it, you go ahead and give them my number, 337-502-9553. And if God permits me to answer it, I will. I want y'all to bow your heads with me. Father God, I want to thank you for this opportunity to serve you. I want to thank you for waking me up, my family, my friends, every listener, everyone who is not listening, was not able to be with us today. I also want to thank you, Lord, for the food and the roof over my head. I want to thank you for all you have done to me, done for me and to me, because without you, I would be nothing. In Jesus' name, my Lord and Savior, I pray. Thank you, God. Amen.
Amen.